This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Agribusiness Today. It's the noon show, Sports Radio 92.3 and 1450. State House is busy this time of year. It is nearing the end of May. Probably not as busy it is, you know, as it would be pre-COVID times, but there's still an awful lot going on. And so we've got to figure out what is up for some particularly interesting pieces of legislation attached or connected to agriculture. Max Webster, American Farmland Trust, their Midwest Policy Manager, is with us. Max, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Steve. How are you?
I am well. What is happening that the AFT has their eyes on at the Illinois State Capitol?
Yeah, so there's a big push for funding for conservation dollars related to practices that happen on agricultural lands in Illinois this year. So for the past 20 years or so, a lot of the funding support for conservation practices on farms has come from a program called the Partners for Conservation Fund, which provides funding to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency to put in place practices that reduce nutrient loss and protect Illinois waterways. And that fund is set to expire this year. And so if that funding does expire, that is a huge loss for the ability of the state to contribute to meeting a lot of its environmental quality goals and really supporting farmers and doing the legwork and making a lot of that work happen. In addition, we've been working with a coalition of partners to support a program called Fall Covers for Spring Savings. This is a really cool program that provides a $5 discount on crop insurance premiums for farmers who plant cover crops. And we've been able to support that program with help from the Illinois Department of Agriculture and a coalition of partners for the past 2 years and have enough funding in a pilot phase of that program to support adoption of cover crops on about 50,000 acres in the state, which is really great. And that program has sold out both years in faster and faster times. So it took about 2 weeks to sell out all those 50,000 acres in 2019. And in 2020, those acres sold out in under 12 hours. So a really popular program for farmers, something that provides an easy way to get a little bit of financial support for doing some good conservation practices. And, that program needs to continue to be funded this year and hopefully expanded so that we can bring it to more farmers across the state. So those are kind of really the two big items that we're working on supporting so that we can continue to have our farmers engaged in doing a lot of the good work that's necessary to protect water quality, to reduce climate risk, and all of those sorts of things. And they end up getting tied together in a bill that is Senate Bill 2474. It's called the Illinois Partners for Nutrient Loss Reduction Act. And what that does is it takes that Partners for Conservation Fund that's existed there for the past 20 years, directs it towards achieving the goals that were identified in the state's nutrient loss reduction strategy in 2015, and funds it over the next 5 years to meet some of the short-term goals that strategy established to reduce nutrient loss, provide greater resilience on farms, and protect fertility of farm fields long into the future.
So, Max, let's go to that first part. I know that our audience is pretty well familiar with that Fall Covers for Spring Savings program. We've had Brian Reniker with the IDOA on a number of times to talk about that, either current Director Costello, previous Director Sullivan, to discuss that issue. But about the dollars in the first part of our conversation that are set to expire here previous to that Fall Covers for Spring Savings program, a little bit more about what those dollars do, how they're used, and how many dollars there are. What's the total ask, if you will?
Yeah, so in the past couple of years, that program has provided funding at a level of about $14 million to support cost share practices across the state. So that's money that goes from the Illinois Department of Agriculture to your local soil and water conservation district. So when you walk in that office and say, hey, I'm trying to figure out how I can do this practice. How do I do no-till and make it financially viable? How do I do cover crops? How do I do nutrient management? This is some of that funding from the state that helps support farmers figure out some of that question and then make it a viable option for their farm operation. So it's that funding that we're talking about that's at risk of going away. So funding that is really set to go out the door and provide financial assistance for farmers who are trying to do what they can and what worked with their current practices to try to do as much as possible to protect water quality and, build long-term resilience on their fields. So those are some of the dollars that are at risk. And, that has consequences for, folks like soil and water conservation district staff, how they can implement work, how they can pay for their own work and their staff time. So it's really crucial that we keep that money in place. And a really crucial part about all this funding, too, is that it is essential to leveraging millions and millions of more dollars from the federal government and from philanthropy, too. So if the state is unable to put up funding that it can match against federal dollars, that means then a lot of those other federal programs become much more difficult to put in place in Illinois as well. So it's really crucial that we continue to fund these programs so not only can we contribute to fixing a lot of the problems that we have here in the state, but also can bring additional resources in to really help farmers do what they need to do.
A lot of talk about matching funds. There's only so much money we know here in Illinois to go around, Max. I recently read a note, Rich Miller's Capital Facts, about the governor's staff finally getting on board with the mountain of bills that lay ahead of them with the change in leadership in the Senate and the House here recently and getting a little bit more active about, just what's coming out of both the House and the Senate and kind of warning about the idea of new or regulatory or required spending on any one of these issues, no matter what it is across the state. Would this necessarily be new spending that you're looking at, or is this a continuation of line items that are already existing in budgets?
Yeah, so it's essential that we continue to maintain funding where it has been for the past few years. So you see in the governor's proposed budget recently, it's maintenance of that amount at the funding levels that were there the past year. So that's $14 million. And that funding is great. It's good that it's there. It's a nice place to be at in terms of providing a little bit of a backstop for this kind of work that needs to happen. But the funding does need to increase. We do need more funding out there if we're trying to implement solutions at a scale that will reduce nutrient loss and help us reach our goals for nutrient loss reduction, which are coming up pretty quickly. We have some targets that we're trying to reach in 2025, and we're not on pace to meet those targets at this point. So the funding that we're talking about would scale up from its current $14 million amount to $18 million this year, and then ramp up from there to be about $27 million in fiscal year 27. So, that might seem like a big increase for this program, but really it's a drop in the bucket in terms of the scale of the issues that we're trying to address here. And in terms of the total scope of the state's budget, that's only a fraction of a percent of funding increase that we're talking about. So it's necessary funding that needs to be there, funding that can be found in a lot of ways to support this work. Reappropriation of existing dollars that have not been spent at this point, finding ways again to leverage and bring additional dollars into the state from federal programs, philanthropic programs, lots of really exciting things happening in terms of outcomes-based funding and that sort of thing. So how can we position Illinois to take advantage of some of these opportunities and help get resources in the hands of farmers and in ways that work with the way that farmers operate and can support what they're doing on their land. So that's what we're trying to figure out. But we do need additional resources to get anywhere close to the goals that we have established as a state.
Any talk about this being met through user fees, perhaps, on fertilizer purchases or applicator fees, anything like that? Or is this otherwise generally looked at, like GRF money?
So a lot of it is from GRF money. That's where a lot of it's coming from right now. There's no, at this point, there's no use fees on things like fertilizers. So we're looking at existing funds that have been allocated to programs and asking, you know, are these funds being directed to the best use, or could they be repurposed for projects that have a bigger and better impact when it comes to protecting environmental quality and providing direct financial assistance to those who are putting practices in place. So there's a number of different opportunities out there trying to figure out how do you actually, step this funding up, especially considering that difficult financial situation that the state is in. And that's what we're trying to figure out. But the key part here is that whatever those funding solutions end up being, there's something that work with farmers, help support farmers and what they're doing, have buy-in from the agricultural community in the state, and are tailored to support the work that they're doing.
Looking at the bill here, you've got a number of chief sponsors, chief co-sponsors. They run the gamut. State Senator Doris Turner from Springfield, State Senator Jason Barrickman from around Bloomington, opposite sides of the aisle. It is a bipartisan group here, Max. Does that lead you to believe that there's going to be some success legislatively to get this passed? I mean, what do you think your chances are?
We certainly hope so. You see that cast of sponsors there, and it's really impressive to see all the folks that have rallied around this bill, super bipartisan bill. It is a really bipartisan supported source of funding for conservation practices really for the past couple decades. So we're optimistic and hopeful that this coalition of supporters can move the bill forward. It is, crunch time in terms of making things happen in Springfield. So we got our fingers crossed, and they got a lot of work ahead of them, but we're optimistic and hopeful that they can move this bill forward.
That's the Senate side. We'll see what the success is on the House side, and you can direct that question if you want to. You can speak to, if you do have support on the House side of this, or if you think you got individuals lined up. But Max, this has to go through the governor's office. It's going to have to get his signature, I would guess, here. You can tell me if that's how this is going to work. But who talks ag inside the governor's office? Are you in connection with somebody in the governor's office to discuss this issue, to discuss water quality and, the other associated ag issues with the governor's administration directly?
Yeah, we have really great relationships and conversations with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Director Costello has been a really great supporter of a lot of this work. And, we've been excited to continue to work with him and his staff on moving a lot of this work forward. We would like to see, frankly, we'd like to see more engagement from the governor's office. Obviously a very busy year, lots of things going on for the governor. But the ability to utilize the state's agricultural resources, not only from the standpoint of food production and economic output, but also as a climate solution as a real asset for moving the state forward, is something that the governor could be working more on. And we've been working with a group of different partners to try to engage the governor on some of those opportunities. And, the scale of the opportunity that we're talking about here in Illinois is just immense on 24 million acres of cropland, the kinds of conservation practices that you could implement and what that would mean for soil health quality improvement, for carbon sequestration and avoided emissions, and what that adds up to mean in terms of the total impact for the state's climate goals is really huge. So we would like to see more engagement there, but understand that the governor has a lot on his plate right now. And, would say there's a group of partners that are ready to work with the governor when that opportunity comes available.
Max, with American Farmland Trust, you do policy work in a number of other states. It's otherwise, too, policy work is just another way to perhaps nicely say lobbyist, and that's okay here. I don't mind that word. It's not a pejorative on the noon show. You lobby for ag in other states. Does Illinois lead here? Does Illinois trail the pack? Are we middle of the road? How does this state compare to what others are doing in relationship to some of these very similar programs that you'd like to see extended here in the land of Lincoln?
You know, in Illinois, it's really interesting. You have a state that is really a national leader in terms of cropland production. So, you know, when it comes to the value of farmland in Illinois, it really is a leader for the region. But when it comes to conservation practices, the state could be doing a lot more. You know, we see in general higher rates of adoption of different conservation practices in other states, and we think that that's directly related to the level of financial assistance and support that we can get into the state, as well as the kind of agriculture that happens here, which is a little bit different than what you'll see in Michigan, for example, or Minnesota. So if you're looking at the federal programs, we have a problem where all the other Upper Mississippi River mainstem states are getting significantly more funding from federal programs like the Environmental Qualities Incentive Program or the Conservation Stewardship Program than Illinois. And if you look over the past decade of how that funding has been allocated to the different states, and sometimes the disparities are in the hundreds of millions of dollars different than, you know, what Illinois is getting. So in terms of having resources on the ground to be able to support farmers in adopting these practices, Illinois is far behind where other states are. So we're trying to figure out how can we work with the state, how can we work with partners in federal government to get more resources to Illinois, recognizing that it really is just a crucial place when it comes to implementing conservation practices that are beneficial for the climate, that are beneficial for Mississippi River Basin, and long-term beneficial for farmers and their resilience and their bottom line as well. So it's a real problem that we're trying to address that lots of people are focused on right now and something that we need to figure out. And it just highlights, too, why maintaining and increasing some of this state funding is so essential. If we can't get funding from other places and bring those dollars in, we need to find ways to cover that through creative programs like the Fall Covers for Spring Savings program, which, you know, from a dollar-for-dollar standpoint in terms of adoption and the cost of that adoption is really a cool way of looking at and thinking about how can you provide an incentive that works with farmers to reach the kind of outcome that you want to see in terms of conservation practices. So there's a lot of work that we need to do in Illinois. But the good thing is that, you know, the opportunity is all here, you know, and it just is about lining up those pieces at this point. It might take a little bit of time, but, you know, folks should be excited about what the potential in the future is for Illinois agriculture.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.